5th of September 2020, my name is Sonia and this is Tears of Joy episode number 1. Our topic today is, why is the ocean blue? This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. The white light from the sun causes the water droplets in the rainbow spectrum to disintegrate into color combinations, and each color combination is broken apart by water droplets within the rainbow spectrum. When light hits the water surface, different colors are absorbed, reflected, permeated, scattered and scattered in varying intensities by the so-called optically active components of the water droplets. Blue wavelengths of light are scattered in a similar way to blue light from the sky. The reason the ocean often appears blue is because of the absorption or scattering of this light. Absorption is the process of scattering in clear seawater, rather than absorbing the light itself. This absorption plays a crucial role in generating the blue color of the ocean, whereas this is not the case in the sky. The blue color of the ocean is due to the absorption of light in the form of visible light by the water surface. Blue light has shorter wavelengths to which our eyes are not very sensitive, so the blue colors must be at least half the wavelength of visible light. Neglecting the wavelengths to which the eye is sensitive, such as red, green and blue, the colors we see depend on the reflection of visible wavelengths of light through our eyes, and the color you see depends on the reflections of visible wavelength light in your eyes. When sunlight hits the seawater, water molecules absorb the light rays in different ways. First they absorb light waves, then they scatter them by absorbing them, and then quickly again, and emit them in a different direction. While the red wavelengths are absorbed quickly, the blue wavelength is transferred to the greater depths of the ocean. Mathematically, blue light has a wavelength of about 1.5 micrometers, or about the same wavelength as a human eye. The shorter wavelengths of the blue wavelength tend to reflect back to our eyes, but the longer wavelengths, the red and green wavelengths, such as the light of the sun, are mainly absorbed by the water molecules. The appearance of a blue color in the ocean is due to the fact that seawater absorbs the red spectrum of visible light, but not the green spectrum. When light falls on the water surface, different colors of water molecules are absorbed, reflected or transmitted or scattered at varying intensities in the so-called optically active components of the upper layer, the epipelagic photic zone of an ocean. Seawater absorbs almost 99% of red light, while orange and yellow light can be absorbed at 25 and 51 meters, respectively. The fact that open seawater appears blue at noon on clear conditions is due to the absorption and scattering of light. Water molecules absorb almost all sunlight blue, so the absorption is much greater than the scattering in clear seawater. The wavelengths of the blue are scattered, similar to the scattered blue light from the sky. For this reason, the open oceans will look deep blue from space, but the reason for the blue color of the ocean, seawater contains a lot of phytoplankton, so it appears greener because it contains chlorophyll, which absorbs most of the blue part of sunlight. When more phytoplankton is present, more blue and red light disappears, making the water appear green. More green light is reflected back into the ocean, giving algae-rich regions a greenish hue. Think of it as the green color of the chlorophyll contained in a leaf, but with more green and less blue light. The humic material, which enters rivers through precipitation and soil, leaves behind a yellowish-brown color on the water surface, which is reflected back in the sea in the form of blue and red light. The more color, blue area is created by the place where sunlight hits the particles, not by the color of the water itself. In other words, the colors in the sea and the color of the sky are independent, but related. In both cases, the red and reddish light from the sun and the blue light from the water lead to blue. Taken together, the light we see rising from an ocean is unabsorbed, backward scattered light that, for much of this time at least, makes blue appear. When the white light of our sun enters the oceans, it turns blue, returning to us, and not the other way around. Note that this effect only works when the water is very pure. When it is full of mud, algae or other impurities, the light scattered by these impurities will cover the water with natural blue. Have you ever wondered why seawater looks blue and why water in your cup looks clear to you, white light from the sun is actually a mixture of red, green and blue light, and you can see it every time you see a rainbow. When sunlight passes through the water, the red part of the light is absorbed by water molecules. The absorption of this red light by the water molecules is similar to the way the pigment molecules in your blue shirt absorb red and green light and reflect or bounce off it so that we can all see the blue light. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sonia and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Tears of Joy and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.